Yeah.
But we just, they try to plant a garden early, but then you have to be scared of frost on things. But as far as the cotton, we have had a little frostbite on crops, but we have never had any kills.
Hmm. Are you raising garden? May I ask?
Martha raised all the garden, tomatoes, almost everything, cucumbers.
Just all sorts of?
Corn, peas, all type of peas, eggplants.
Eggplant?
Squash.
You got that white kind of squash?
Yeah.
That star, maybe round star?
Big round, flat squash. And, as I said, all kind of peas, English peas. Then they raise Irish potatoes, sweet potatoes.
Yams?
Yeah.
Well, yams.
We call it sweet potatoes, yams.
Same thing. When you,
Color people call sweet taters.
Sweet taters. I don't know whether I asked you or not, but did y'all have a place where you kept those when you were younger?
Yeah, I will tell you about it earlier.
Yeah, you told me about the potato place. Okay, about the tomatoes you raise, you ever see those little ones around here?
Yeah. We raise them mostly for tomato. We used to raise them for tomato paste.
Ah, call them little old.
I just knew an Italian name for them, all I knew.
What's that?
Pendolini.
Pendolini?
You heard that before? That's the only name I know.
They might say Tommy Toes, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I just knew the tag. See, that's what I said. I was raised a strictly Italian style.
Yeah. Pendolini.
In other words, as I was telling you today, my grandmother didn't speak nothing but Italian. And I used to understand her. I mean, I was a grown man and she was still living. I was raised up with her in the same house.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that's what I said, Italian name for. What I said, that's like the day I told you about Lonza. That Lowen.
Yeah.
Canadian bacon.
Would she ever make any sweet pastries for you? Yeah.
Like what?
Well, just any sort of thing. Fried maybe with a hole in the middle.
Donuts?
Yeah, ma'am. Or any sort of other things, maybe cakes of any sort, you know, little things with three strips across them. Or,
three strips.
Yeah, you know, just a little old pastry of some sort, you know, and make them sugar on them. That's really nice. Do you remember making getting some sort of cane and crushing it up and boiling it and making something out of that when you were younger? When folks,
no, I have eaten sugar cane, but that's all. We just chew it.
Yeah, that's good, all. Good chewing. Grow it down in the state below you.
Yeah, Louisiana, that's where you
sorghum they make out of that. They make
molasses.
Yeah. Any other different types of stuff you'd make from mush?
Sugar cane?
Yeah.
No, we don't have much of it. They never had much of experience with it here.
I figured this was about the right land to grow that stuff.
No, this is going further down. Louisiana.
Probably need more water down
there. Yeah. Get close to the coast. That's where your sugar cane comes.
You ever seen a sorghum molasses
plant?
Yeah.
No.
Well, what might you eat over those things that your wife might cook you in the morning to fix you up some of them, you know? Little, made out of flour, wheat flour, some of it.
Pancakes?
Yeah. What do you eat over them?
Molasses.
You get that?
If we buy it.
Yeah.
That's what you make molasses with.
Yeah.
Sugar cane.
And what about that other stuff, maple?